Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Okay, sure. No worries. No worries, mate. Just drop in. What time? Well, if you're just going to hang around for us to have a listen, I would say sometime maybe around about 9-ish if you can. If that works, yeah. Great. We can get stuff. We don't normally carry it because there's so many different variants. What sort of what year car was it again? It's difficult because if you need somewhere to put them. So it's the housing and the gauge that needs to work together. No, not really. You've got to sort of, again, pick and choose. So with gauges, the cheaper stuff, obviously it's appealing because you get more for your money, but then in the long run, the accuracy and the noise they make when you turn them on and off starts to drive people crazy. They have like a beeping sound to them. That's limited in showing you what the ECU can see only. What do you want to monitor, Damien? So the thing with gauges is they're a little bit interesting in what they read or what they show. So if you a boost gauge is a good thing because you can see what boost you're generating and you can see if it's repeatable, and if you're having an issue you can reference it to see if the boost is where it's supposed to be. But if you start looking at things like oil pressure and stuff like that, it's a little bit useless, to be honest. You have an oil light, which at the end of the day almost does a similar thing on the road. You're not going to be able to do anything dramatic to stop hurting the car by looking at an oil pressure gauge. So a boost gauge, an air fuel ratio meter, is not a bad one, but I personally don't. If the car's driving great, it's great. If it's doing something weird, you're welcome to bring it past for us to have a look at. A little boost gauge is not a bad little reference, but you know, other than that, I think you might be complicating things a little bit in the interior there. Which gauge is that one? Yeah, and is it bothering you where it is? Is it, do you not like it? Ah, okay, right. Well, I mean, if you jump on, there's a website called Andro Motorsports. Okay, they sell gauge holders. So if you measure the gauge that you've got, you might be able to find a holder that suits your chassis to be able to mount the gauge. Alternatively, maybe just remove it if it's not something that you know you're overly fussed about. I mean, if you ever need to do a check, you could always plumb it back in. It's not the hardest thing. Yeah, correct. It just depends on how mechanically minded you are and whether you're capable, basic stuff like that. About an hour's labor. So to take it out, about an hour. So about $150. Yeah. Depends what you've got. to install. We'll probably need to see the parts. Yes, we could pretty much do anything. Could do, mate. Could do. I'll probably get you to send me through some pics of what you've got, and then we can have a bit of a workout of how much it's going to cost you. Yeah, we do. We've done it before quite a few times in different cars. Not really, mate, to be honest. They're a bit of a nuisance, those motors, as in the fact that they have common problems on them. They're not the most powerful thing either. They're just a big, heavy, lumpy. Well, I don't know. It's just what are you going to gain out of it for how much you're going to spend? You know what I mean? It's not fast. It's, people think you put a big motor in and it's quicker. Yes, it is a little bit quicker. It's also a lot heavier. It's also a lot more complicated and expensive to have someone put in properly and have it running. And until you modify it and tune it, there's not really great value in it. It'll need an aftermarket ECU, which is a couple of grand on its own. So there's quite a few things, man. Sometimes when guys backyard hack and do their own little conversions, it seems appealing because they're doing it on the cheap and they don't really tell you the negatives to what they've done or how rough some things are done because, it works barely. Whereas when we could do things, we've got to do it holistically and professionally, which means things need to work properly, which is a completely different level of work. So, which means the cost point is also completely different. But if you were to buy a secondhand H6 engine, it's a good running engine for a couple of grand, right? It'd be two K somewhere, my guess would be 2 to 3 grand. There's going to be 2 to 3 grand of us literally mechanically fitting it into the car. Right. And then 2 to 3 grand of us making wiring up to suit the car, and then 2 to 3 ish in electronics, ECU, etc. So you'll end up somewhere in between the 10 and the 15 marker. Yep. So the 316s. Yep. Yep. Have you got the parts? Okay, so if you let's just say you're supplying all the parts and we're fitting the labor element, you're looking at around about $600. Yeah, that's right. Drop it off in the morning, pick it up in the evening. Okay, no problem. You're welcome, mate. Bye-bye.